We are and that Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. We have to learn the Tosfos and also to explain what Rashi said, Avoloshin Rishin Mirali. Now, let us just quickly go over the Gemara to understand what the difficulties are on the Loshin that Rashi had said, and then to try to explain what the Loshin Rishin was, which we don't have, but there was a Loshin Rishin in Rashi. Just let's start on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. Just quickly go over the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Kro Umas Nisim Misayla L'Rabbi Yochanan. The Pasuk in the Baraisa Zarai to Rabbi Yochanan Kro Dersiv Ki Seitzei Eish Seitzei Me'atzmo. It would seem that this is an Eish that went out Me'atzmo from the Rishus Hamazik. Shalom Yishalom HaMavir Es HaBeiro. And then when it comes to Tashlumim, the Pasuk says the fire that occurred with Shus HaNizik, he's the Mavir Es HaBeiro. So we attribute this fire to, he's considered HaMavir Es HaBeiro. Shmamino Yishem Mishum Chitzov. So we see that Torah considered that it's called Odom HaMazik, he's considered the Eish that occurred, Ayidei Pshiyosai, B'chotzer HaNizik, he's considered a Mavir, which means Odom HaMazik, which means Ishem Mishum Chitzov. Shmamino Ishem Mishum Chitzov, Masnise, and the Baraisa is also a Rai, the Sanya Posach HaKosu B'niske Mamoinai Kisei Tzei Eish, not speaking about that he made the fire by the Nizik, Visim Beniske Gufoi. It says, Hamaver Asabeir, Aloy Moloch Ishem Mishum Chitzo. Omar Rove, so Rove said, Koshele La Abaye. Abaye Rakash, according, we have beautiful rayas to Rabbi Yochanan, Ishem Mishum Chitzo, it's considered Odom HaMazik. The man de Omar Ishem Mishum Chitzo, Tomon be'eish de potter rachmona heichem ashkachas lo. So how do you have the ptul tomon? So let us just see Tosfos. Tomon be'eish de potter rachmona heichem ashkachas lo. Perish. Bishloim eleman yomi ishaim mishum momoinoi. If yod ishaim mishum momoinoi. Ein teime de potter tomon. So now the ptul tomon is not difficult to understand. Va'af al gav de bechol niske b'moinoi k'moy keren shein v'regel chayev tomon. Even though by niske b'moinoi tomon is potter, abo she b'momoin motzinu chilukim, we find in niske b'moinoi we find different chilukim b'keren shein v'regel ul chesayim. Keren tamo peis chatzi nezik, shein beregulus potter b'shus harach. So memele, if we will say that ishei mishum b'moinai, so there's also hilchei sayim, beres potter an kelem, eishes potter an tom. Avo b'odom amazik. But if you say ishei mishum chitza b'odom amazik, lechilek hakosu, there's no... We don't find any kulas in Odom HaMazik to see petza tachas potza to shinim b'soy pirkin l'chayv ala shogi kemezit bo'ines kerotz in Odom HaMazik. He can't come with a taina. I didn't know if I would. Oines is also chayv. So even though the eish burnt a godish and in the godish there was hidden there $10,000, and he'll say, I should know that we're speaking about $10,000 also. By Odom HaMazik, there's no ptul of onus. So let's go back to the Gemara. Amarove kashele labai, abai rekashe, lamando me ishe mishum chitzo, if you're ishe mishum chitzo, it's Odom HaMazik. Tomon be'eish de pote rachmone heiche meshkaches lo. So how could there be a p'tur tomon be'odem amazik? There's no p'tur oynes. There shouldn't be a p'tur tom. V'nichalei. So Abaye said that, no, it's a merdike kashe. If ishim ishim chitzov, you can't be chayev, you can't be pote rachmone. So he says, I'll tell you a case that you put on Toma. That it was a dleike in the chotzer of the Masik. And when he had made this age, there was a gedel that was a barrier that would prevent the age from going into chotzer chaveiro. So Memela, we cannot consider that Bishas Hadlokas Ishoi, it was Chitzov L'chotza Chaveiro, because there was a gedder there, which made it impossible for this Eish to go into the Chotza Chaveiro. V'noflo gedder, Shalei Machmas Leike, then a very freak accident happened, that this gedder fell down. And the Eish, now there's no gedder there, and the Eish is traveling, and the wind was mazik b'chotzer acheres tohosom kol eloi chitzot. So memele, so what did Abaye say? I have a case that tomon is potter when it's not chitzot. That means, I feel according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only chitzot if b'shas adloke, it is possible to be mazik the place where eventually it was mazik. But if Bishas had lucky there was a gedder there, so it was impossible to be mazik, and then later the gedder fell down, it was mazik, that's not chitzov. So in a case when it's not chitzov, so then you put, it's not other mazik, so it's not tov. So the Gemara says, beautiful, this is such a beautiful teretz. But if Rabbi Yechonot's Ishem Mishum Chitzov, so Memele, in the case that you just made, it's not Chitzov, so Yehochi Linyin Goli Namikolo Lechitzov, so he's part of the period. You made a beautiful case that Eish will be Potter on Tomun, when it's not Chitzov. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Ishim Mishum Chitzov, the only Chiv is only Alts Chitzov. So if it's not Chitzov, he's part of period. What do you do with the Posik? The Posik tells me that Golui is Chayiv, Tomon is Potter, and you said Tomon can't be Potter by Chitzov, so Tomon is Potter when it's not Chitzov. You're 100% right. But the case that you made that Tomon is Potter, so Goli is also Potter. So you didn't tell me Pshat in the Posik. That was the kasha that Abaye, that Rove asked on Abaye. Hello. So let's just go quickly, we'll say over how we had learned yesterday Rashi's Pshat. Eloman de Islay Mishum Chitzov, Islay Nami Mishum Mamoin. So now the Gemara is Chayza. That means on the Chobeza Medalev, we had learned that each one was held, Dafke what he held. Rabbi Yechonot Ishim Mishum Chitzov, not Mamoinai, Mamoinai less by Mashosha, the Mamoinai is by Mashosha, or less by Mashosha, it can't be Alts Mamoinai. Reish Lakish says it can't be Chitzov, Chitzov Mikoichai, Kosol, this is not Mikoichai, fine. That was Chav Beis Medalev, Chav Beis Med Beis, we come to Chav Gimel O Medalev, Elos Ana Rove tells us, Abay say, we can't learn the way we're learning till now, because then we're in hot water. Abaye asked Akasha, if Ish is only Mishum Chitzov, so Tomon can be Potter. And if the only way Tomon can be Potter is it's Golole Chitzov, so then Goli is also Potter, if Ish is only Chai Mishum Chitzov. El Laman the Islam Mishum Chitzov, Islam Nami Mishum Mamein. So now Rav said, no. The Biechen is Maida Teresh Lokish. Ishoi is could be Chayim al Tchitzov. That's also true. But it could also be Chayim al Tzmamainai. That means, so there are two sibis to be mechayev. If it's the gacheles of the baleish, he can be chayev al tzmamoynoi. If it's not his gacheles, you can be chayev al tzchitzov. But al kaponim, Rabbi Yochanan said there are two dinim in eish. It could be chitzov, it could be mamoynoi. And a case of mamoynoi that you'll be chayiv. So what's the case? So let's say you ask the mayor the kikasha. If isha mishum chitzov, she can't be potter on tomon. You're 100% right. So your terence is a mayor the kiterence. That's speaking about that it's not chitzov. How is it not chitzov that when he was madlik the eish, there was a wall there? So it's not chitzov. So memelus al tchitzav is pot. So I ask the kashus, I bezoi if it's not chitzav. So why is he chayiv on golui? So the teretz is, after the wall fell down, there was still time to build up a new wall. And he's standing there, and he's watching the eish traveling to his tavis chotzer, and all he has to do is to say a kapitel tillim, which he shouldn't do now. He should go and build a wall. He has a mazik over here, which is mamaynoi. This is mamaynoi. And he didn't build the wall. And the eish went into his chavas chotzer, and it burned down his chavas chotzer. There is chayv al tzmamaynoi goloi. Is chayv on goloi. And Talmud is potter, because eish is potter on Talmud. So then the chiv is alts mamaynoi. There's a case, I was mechadish you, Rabbi Yechonot Ish is also chayv alts mamaynoi, and the chiv mamaynoi will be when it's not chitzov, and it's kolo lai chitzov, hoyle le godro ve godro. So the eish that is burning is equivalent to his shayr, it's his moment. And when you have a shayr, you have to lock the door. You have an eish burning, you have to build a fence. You have to build a gather. And if he didn't build it, say, schayb al tzmamayna. Frag the Gemara, b'chim ha'acha demand the islam mishum chitzo, islainami mishum mamaynoi. That the one that holds of chitzav holds also holds mamaynoi. So memela Reish Lakish holds its mamaynoi. Rabbi Yechon holds its mamaynoi. Rabbi Yechon says it's chitzav also, but there's a mutual agreement. Everyone holds its mamaynoi. May binayu. What is the difference between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish? Ike binayu lechayve bar v'dvor. If I had an eish that was like all the loichitz, if I had an eish and it burned someone's hand, so memela is like this. According to Reish Lakish, it's ishim mishum mamaynoi. So I just pay for nezik. Mamaynoi doesn't pay for tzar, ripui, shevis. Mamaynoi only pays for nezik. But if it was chitzov, I'll pay for tzar, ripui, shevis. It's all the mamazik also. So that's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That is the sugya, more or less, the way Rashi had said it, and let's just see Taisvis, that we'll see that Taisvis, is moirer a lot of problems. May binayu, havimotzi lemeima ike binayu kolhani tilel. There's a whole bunch of, all of a sudden the voice, may binayu, the kanafkiminis. A kohani delel, kelev shenotol chavore, a kelev took a chavore, and hit a gacheles, and the kelev put a gacheles near the godish. Now, if it's called chitzov, so it's called tzchayres. So the bala kelev will be chayiv to pay for a chatzinezik and the whole godish. If it's only mamoynei, so it's not mamoynei the bal kelev, he took the gacheles for someone else, so it'll be potter. See, if one nafkamina, if the balkela will be chayiv. We have the same nafkamina by a gomel. Vanuchi anchi begodish. Lab yoichinen mishalem al shara godish chatzinezek. Reish Lakish al shara godish potter. Fine. So we have a nafkamina. Well, Rabbi Yochanan, we had another nafkamina. If my ace killed someone, am I a retzeich? Am I not retzeich? According to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a retzeich. Ishim ishim chitzo. According to Reish Lakish, I'm not a retzeich. Ishim ishim amayne. Rabbi Yochanan, if Allah hits his beguvi shalavet, he's a retzeich. Come lay with the rabbi minay. V'tamon, in another case, v'tamon, heich shlei kolu chitzo. What if it was like a lochitza by Yechayiv and Tomon? Lechayiv le Rabbi Yechanin. So Taisus opened up a can of worms. See, it's a mordekir, man. More of a sudden, by the night, ooh, a talit vorem. Oh, shame is shamayim. There's so many nafkimins when we rechne reish lochis. All of a sudden, at the end of the sugya, you ask an innocent question. My binayu, and then, ike binayu talit vorem. It's a moiradike kasha. Fine. Now let's just ask two more kashas, and then we'll say the first lashon of Rashi, which we don't have, but the mafoshim in down, there was a lashon rishon of Rashi, which is moiradike. Let's ask two more kashas. The Mrei Mesoda asks a kasha. We started the sugya. Rav said, you know, it's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The pasuk is you learn chumash pashta the krov aistes for Rabbi Yochanan. Pashta the krov aistes for Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because it says kisei feish, which is speaking about mamaynay, and it says mahamavir asabere, he burnt it. So you see the Torah says that he burnt it. Ishim ishim chitzav. You learn chumash elach harayet Rabbi Yochanan. Beautiful. But now let's go to the end of the sugya. The end of the sugya. Listen, this pasuk says that yepoter antomon. That's what the pasuk says. The pasuk that this pasuk is speaking says yepoter antomon. So this pasuk is speaking about a case of kololay chitzav. If not kololay chitzav. The pasuk isn't talking about chitzav. By chitzav yechayev antomo. So this beautiful pasuk, which tells me yepoter antomo, is not speaking about a case of chitzav. So at the end of the sugya, Rava should have said, Rabbis, you know, I brought a raya from the pasuk, but you know, I feel according to Rabbi Yochanan, the pasuk you have to learn with a grain of salt. You can't say the pasuk means ishem ishem chitzav, because the pasuk says yepoter antomun, and ishem ishem chitzav yechayim antomun. So forget about what I said before. That would have been a proper thing for Rava to say. The end of the sugya, so he should have said, I'm sorry, I want to retract what I said before. This moiradike kasha, the Mrei Mesoda asks this kasha. And one more kasha, let us ask. In the beginning of the sugya, we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Ishe Mishum Chitzov, and Reish Lakish says Ishe Mishum Bamoinoi, and Rashi says because Salke Daitoch the Ike Binayu, Kidoin Shehidlik Begachela Shein Ishalayla. Be a nafkemine, if he was madlik, and it's not his Gachela. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yubi Chayim al Tzchitza, according to Reish Lakish, you potter al Tzchitza, because it's not Bamoinoi. Now Rashi said one very disturbing word, kasal kedaitoch. Why is it kasal kedaitoch? This nafkamin is still chayer. Rabbi Yochanan, ishem ishum chitzav, ishem ishum mamayna, it could be chitzav, it could be chitzav also. So if it's chitzav, so what'll be if it's gechela shein ishaloi? So according to Reish Lakish, you'll be potter. It's not mamayna. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you'll be chayer. This is a good nafkamin. This is one of the 10 nafkaminas. We have 10 other nafkaminas also. But what Taisus mentioned, but it's also a beautiful nafkamina. Why does Rashi say, Ukasal kedaitach? We never fell off of this. It's Chaim Mishum Chitzav, it's Chaim Mishum Mamoinoi. These are all problems, which are Moiradike problems. Grad, the Baruch Hashem, the Marshal in the back brings down a different Gisa, which I couldn't understand Bachlal what the Marshal is saying. But then I saw in the Shini Nischois that they bring down the Marshal's very fagreis. So if you make a few greis, you will understand what the Marshal says. But in the Shini Nischois, from the Frankel Gemoris, he brings down the Gisa, what we are missing. And let's just say over the Girse, and then we'll explain the Girse, and then we'll really appreciate what Rashi said, the Loshen Rishon Nirali, this Loshen Rishon we didn't have, but this is the Loshen Rishon. The Gemara asked Akasha, Abaye opened up a can of worms. Abaye said, Isha Mishum Chitzov, Svaye Potter and Tomo, that's other mamas. So Abaye said, you know when you're Potter and Tomo? When it's Kololai Chitzov. So the Gemara asked, and Abaye, it's Kololai Chitzov, you're Potter and Goli also. So the Gemara answered, Omarove. So the Gemara answered, which is Rabbis Ateretz, really. Eloman de Islay Mishum Chitzov, Islay Nami Mishum Mamaylan. Zakt Rashi, Haino. Know what that means? Da Afle Rab Yoichanin, Loy Mechayev, Eloheiche Shagacheles Shaloi. Rab Yoichanin was only Mechayev if it's his Gacheles. V'gam chiyev chitzov einoi elo heiche dahavi mamoinai. The chiyev chitzov is only if it's mamoinai. Now, let us explain. Rashi said a mouthful. Let us explain what Rashi is saying. Till now, the Gemara understood Rabbi Eichmol's ishim mishum chitzov. It's a todom amazik. And we so Abaye is Takasha, she should be potter on should be chayv on Tomon, or the mamas she should be chayv on Tomon. So the Gemara answered, no, I got news for you. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you only chayv on chitzov if it is mamaynai. Now let's understand this double talk. You only chayv on chitzov it's mamaynai. So it's pshat is as follows. When we learned the sugya to begin with, Reish Lakish, he said, Amor de Ketainan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Chitzov, Chitzov Mikoichai Kozel, this isn't Mikoichai, how can it be Chitzov? That was Amor de Kekashe. So, on the Gemara and Afchav Gimel, Rabbi Yochanan said, you're 100% right. It's really not Chitzov, it's not Chitzov. It's the Mamoinai. It's a Chiv Alts Mamoinai. But the Torah said, that this mom, Yechuv at mom and amazik. If it's my eish, I'm chayiv. It's not chitzov. It's not rikoyche. But the Torah said that this chitzov, this mom and amazik, has a din of chitzov. Now we're splitting the hair. We'll explain it soon. It's mom and amazik. That's number one. It's not chitzov. It's not other amazik. It's mom and amazik. But has a din chitzov. So now we have to understand this. What does it mean? It's Mamon Hamazik and Ezra Din Chitzov. So it means as follows. You asked Akasha, how could Tomon be Potter? Tomon is Potter. It's not really Odom Hamazik. It's Mamon Hamazik. There is a Din Chitzov. But it doesn't have a Din Chitzov. Look, I'll be Tomon. Because the Torah said, Tomon, you're Potter. It's Momon Amazik, and there's a Din Chitzov. But Tomon is Potter. In Momon Amazik, we find coolers. Boyer is Potter and Kalem. It's Momon Amazik. Eish is Potter and Tomon. But it's Momon Amazik. Now, and it has to be Momoinoi. So now, let's go the vial. And let's go for the kashas, so we'll come back to our Gemara. let's start. Rashi and Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Kosalke Daitoch, an afgemine between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish is, if it's Gachela She'inei Shaloi. That was a Kosalke Daitoch. Because then we were under the impression that Rabbi Yochanan's Isha Mishum Chitzov, he really means what he says. It's Chitzov, it's Odom HaMazik. So if now, even though it's a Gachela She'inei Shaloi, but Yechayev al Chitzov. That's Kosal Kedaitach. That was a whole sugya. And therefore the Gemara held is a dinkim like the Rabmane, he's a Ritzeya. Then the Gemara held with a Kelev to Kagacheles, even though it's not Momoine the Bala Kelev, it's Chitz of the Kelev. That was a whole sugya. Kosal Kedaitach. But you don't need it to be, it's real Chitzo. It's the real McCoy. That was till Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara said, no. The whole Rabbi Yochanan that said those strong words, Ishim Echim Shum Chitzov, you have to take it with two grains of salt. It means it's Mamaynai that has a din Chitzov. Some are male, but it has to be Mamaynai. So male, that what I said before, there's a din Kimlai B'Rabim and they Chas V'Sholom. Mamoine, I'm not a Ritzayah. No, the Kimli, but the Rabbanai. Now what I said, your Chayiv, be Ishoi, if the Caliph took someone else's age, it's Chitzov the Caliph. Chas v'sholom. It's not Chitzov. It has to be Mamoine. Forget about that. That what Rashi said on Daf Chav Beis, that if it's not his Gachelish, your Chayiv, forget about that also. It's Mamoine. It's Mamaynai. It's so all these nafkaminas fall down the drain. But here's a din chitzov. So the Moshe says, my benayu. I don't understand. So it's Mamaynai. It's Mamaynai. It has to be Mamaynai. And if it's not Mamaynai, you'll be potter. But it's potter and tomon because it's Mamaynai. It's not other mamazik. There's no chiyev misakim like the rabbinai because it's mamaynai. It's mamaynai, but here's a gedder of chitzov. My benai, a gedder, salom this. It's mamaynai, it's moment amazik. So the Gemara is looking for an afkamina high and low. It's moiridik. It's a shrek. My benai. Ooh, smusses, I found one afkamina. If it was mazik, if my aish was mazik, someone else, so here's a din chitzov that it's chayiv in tzar ripui in shabbos. Even though it's momen a mazik, but here's a din chitzov. And therefore, on the Moray Mesod discussion, the Moray Mesod asked the kasha before Rava said a whole drosha that the posik is mashma like Rabbi Yochanan, that ishe mishum chitzov. The posik is speaking about kololoi chitzov. Chas v'shalom. The posik is speaking about afololoi kololoi chitzov. And Rava remains with his ray, what a murder the raya. It's speaking about kisei tzeyesh, it's speaking about mamoine, and there's a gedder of chitzov. Yepoter antomon, because it's momen amazik. Yepoter antomon. And this is the loshen rishain, which we didn't have. And this Rashi says, loshen rishain nirili iker. All these kishuyim, all the shverikaiten, which was according to the Loshen of Rashi we have, everything becomes bottle. So it's a moiridike pshat. This is how the Nachlas Dovet says pshat in Beis Lechem Yehuda. Now, but just let's explain one thing. Let's go back to the Gemara. Ihochi le'inyin goli nami. The Gemara, Abaye had asked Akasha, Abaye did not learn like this yet. Ihochi, Abaye held that Rabbi Yochanan is only mechayev mishum chitzov. And if it's chitzov, you should be chayev on Talmud because it's Adam HaMazik. So the Gemara asked a kasha, so according to, so the pasuk says Yepotah Tomin is talking about kol lechitz. So the Gemara says Yehochi l'ningoli nami kol lechitz. So the Abaye, the way you said pshat in the pasuk that Tomin is only Elaman the Islam mishum chitz bishul nami mishum mamoynes. We'll learn this first pshat of Rashi. That means you need mamoynes also. And now we're being moisiv, and Abaye Zakimta is also true. That means you don't need Abaye Zakimta. That means that a fellow of was like all the lechitzav, you also potter on tamal. But since I'm telling you, Abiechanos Mishum Mamaynoi, so a case of kol lechitzav, you'll be chayiv alts mamaynoi. You'll be chayiv on goli alts mamaynoi. That means Abaye Zakimta is also true. You don't need Abaye Zakimta to learn pshat and posik. The posik is speaking about a fellow like kol lechitzav, because a fellow according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's ishoy is mamaynoi that is a gather of chitzav. But that what Abaye wanted to say, that the Ptur Tomun is speaking about that kol lechitzav, that could also be true. And it's because since I just said Rabbi Yechon holds Isha Mishum Mamaynek, so I feel a case when it's not Chitzav, you'll also be Chayiv, Chagayin Shoyloi Legodro, V'loi Godro. This is Al Kaponim, this is the Loshen Rishon, the Rashi Nira Leike. Now, before we go to the next Sugya, I would like to learn a very famous Namuki Yosef, which should be learned at the end of our sugya, which is, let us look in the Rif, and Daf Yud Amad Aleph, Bedafei Harif. Daf Yud Amad Aleph, Bedafei Harif. And there's a very famous Namuki Yosef. Daf Yud, and if we look in the Namuki Yosef, this is the last line when the lines start getting small. This is the last line, Ishai Mishum Chitzav. This is the last line in the Namuki Yosef when the lines are small. This is in the top third of the Omid, the last line, Ishe Mishum Chitzov, Ki'ilu Biyodov Hiviroi Kedamoran. The Namuki Yosef learned like Rashi and Tosfos learned, that it's real Chitzov, it's not this new Mahalach. It's Odov Mitzov, Ki'ilu Eviroi. The Ikashaloch, frekt Namuki Yosef, Akasha, we would never ask, but he asked Akasha. I mean, so it says, Amira de Kezach. So let's see what did Rabbi Yechanan say? Rabbi Yechanan said, I was madlik an eish in my rishus, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was madlik an air. I was careless. The windows were open. The curtains were blowing. No. Okay, that's what I thought. Lemaise, the curtains caught on fire, and then they went from one thing to another thing, and then I burnt my neighbor's house. I went to the neighbor's house, I burnt the neighbor's house. This happened 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So, 2 o'clock, I was madlik the ner in my house. 5 o'clock, my neighbor's house burnt down. Shteit posik, shalem yishalem hamaveres habeiro. That house, which was burnt 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you know who has to pay for it? The one who burnt it. Who burnt it? You. Me? Yeah, you burnt this house 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The Torah said, you burnt the house. We consider it's, you did it. You burnt this house. So I burnt his house 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I have to pay for the house. I burnt it. I was in the base medley. No, you burnt it, but you burnt his house 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You owe the mamas, you have to pay. Vikashaloch, frekt heilig in the Muki Yosef, im kein, heiche shorinan im chashecho lahadlik as haneris. How is one permitted to be madlik ner Shabbos? You madlik neris erev Shabbos, but lakoso oileches benigmeres b'Shabbos. It's burning in Shabbos. So the Pasuk says, whatever happens later, just like when my neighbor's house got burnt, you told me, I burnt it. It's me. You, whatever happened, you did it. You did it. So Mamela, it's burning now. There's an ash that's burning in Shabbos. Who's making this ash burn in Shabbos? Me. I pay for it in money. So I should be Mechalo Shabbos also. V'chein, kasha number one. Kasha number two, that was that locus neiris, that's on the women. Now let's go. Now, Erev Shabbos, you have a cold, wintry day, so you go, and right before Shabbos, you go and you used to kindle the twigs. You had a big fireplace, but it was late already, just kindled the twigs. And the Yingle asked his father, the twigs didn't get warm for the twigs. Don't worry. The twigs are going to kindle the logs. And when it'll be Shabbos already, we'll have a big flame in the fireplace. Be nice and warm. And that's exactly what happens. Ve'leches, ve'nigmeres, had lakosa b'Shabbos. You're making this fire. He says, it's a look at the Torah. I had an intent to burn down my chava's house. Nothing. I was madlik neiris in my house. I should call him. And the Torah says, when it burned 5 o'clock, you burned his house. I'm innocent. I didn't have any intention that this should occur. But you have to pay. You're a mazik. You're the mamazik. If someone got killed, you're a retzeah. You're chayev. That's what the Torah says. V'ahochi ika kavanose you shit tadlik v'teler b'Shabbos. Here, I want it. The Yingle asked me, the twigs are warm. Don't worry. The logs are gonna get burned in Shabbos. I want it to burn in Shabbos. And I'm making it burn in Shabbos. So Isha Mishum Chitzov. Vim calls that Tanan. So now, yes, such a good kasha, the Buki Yosef. Fine. So we won't be matlik neighbors anymore in Shabbos. We won't make those. So he says it's a Mishnah. That's an egeos. A Mishnah, you're allowed to do it. No, Ishim Ishim Chitzov. Then, besides the Mishnah, Umaisim Bechol Yoim. Everyone does it. Chachmon and so on, everyone's Machal or Shabbos. Uchidamora. Ki na'ayin b'milse, so the Muki Yosef says, but if you think very good, shapir, you have to think good, mo'ikashalo, it's not shver. We're saying, ishei mishum chitzov, but he says, amodik echidish, shrei chiyuvoi mishum chitzov. The chiyuv of eish is like chitzov. So that means, a person, so let's transplant now the act to an arrow. I go and shoot an arrow. I go and shoot an arrow and it lands 5 hours later. I shoot a scud and it lands 5 hours later. You right? So that's a zerik chaitz. So, sheikh yuri mishum chitzab. Kizerik chaitz. So he says, the minute you shoot the chetz, everything is over and done with. It's over and done with. Napshad is, I didn't do anything yet. A person shot a scot, it's Rahman is longer in the land on the city. The vial, I didn't do anything. The vial, I could still, you can kill still, give me shishi. Later, when the numlik happened, that's later. But now, I didn't do anything. He says, no, yeah, take now. Either still alive, garnished. So he says, Nasa hakoil, v'lechashvini le'maise demikan alapa. We don't reckon like later it happened, and you're responsible for what happened later. V'lechashvini le'i, if you'll tell me later it happened, havalon lemiftrei ta'onesu. I'm sorry, I have charote. Before I did it, I have charote. And I had charote before it landed. So I'm innocent. Shame biyote lach zero. So the Teretz says, no, you're a retzeyach. You're a retzeyach the minute you shot the arrow. Because this arrow is going to kill someone in 5 hours, you're a retzeyach now. Sukta nuk yosef amoyre de kechidish. Va'achi nami, ilu meis. A person was madlik an eish, and then he died. When he was madlik the eish, garnished. They take him up to, he's going up to Gan Eden. He was madlik a psazoy, he thinks like he's Elionovi, but he's going to be made an eish. No, he was madlik an eish. Is ilu meis kaidim shehispik lahadlik agodish vadim ishtalim nizik machais nechosim didei. 5 hours later, he's buried already. He's in the kever. We're going to mount from his nechosim. You're a mazik. You're a mazik. I'm a mazik? When I died, nothing happened with an age by me. You're called a mazik then. You're called, your adlokis age is azrikas acheitz. That you're responsible now for whatever will happen later. But the responsibility is now. Hashibudus chal now on your nechosim. So memeila later when it burns, that's just to find out how much you're meshubit. But you became meshubit now. The kori kan, I says I have a posik. Ki seitze eish. Shalom Yishalom. I said, I have a posse. The posse said, Eish went, Shalom Yishalom. The posse did not mention if the one who made Eish is alive or dead. It doesn't say anything about it. Ki seite Shalom Yishalom. V'amai mechayiv, harei meis. So I see chayiv. The posse is spoken about all cases. Who meis lav b'achi yuvu, ala lav shma mino, the lav kiman da adlik hashto b'yodayim. Napshat is that when the godish of the nizik is burning, I'm burning it now. Chashvinelei, elekamanda adlik meikore mishas pshia chashvinelei. You were madlik is godish then. So memele, so you're a mazik. You're a mazik then. It takes time. Let's hope they'll call the fire engines before Taka burns the Godish and Baruch Hashem. But Al Koponim, you, whatever happens from your chaitz, you're responsible for it now. It's called you did it now. V'chein adin linyin Shabbos. He says that shot. V'chi aschel me'erev Shabbos aschel. I was madlik at erev Shabbos. V'chman da'ag merei b'yadayim bahu idne. The whole ash that's going to burn in Shabbos, the whole fireplace, all the logs that are going to burn, I did it now. That's good. I did. I was madlik those logs. The last pay is a choshev. So there's no iso whatsoever. This is the Nemuki Yosef. Let us go further. A new sugya. It It says in the Mishnah as follows. Ha-kelev shenotol charore v'holach legodish. Ha-kelev took a charore, a type of a cake, kichel, that was in this charore, there was coals attached to it. V'holach legodish, and then it went to a godish of Tvue. Ochel ha-charore, now this kelev here made a whole thing. It ate a charore. V'hidlik ha-godish, and now the godish burned down. Al ha-charore mishalom nezek sholem, and the charore yipay nezek sholem. Al ha-godish mishalom chatzi nezek, and we heard the different mahalchim, what pshad is al ha-godish mishalom chatzi nezek. Either it's speaking adiye aduye, that it threw the coal on a place in the godish, some emele, so that's called tzoyres, and on that place yechayev. Later, it's not, it's ishoy, let's say it's ishoy the balacharore, some emele you won't be chayev on what happened later. Well, we had a mahalach in the Gemara that Yechayv and Chitzav alone. So then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal HaKelev of Yechayv and the whole Godish, it's called Chitzav the Kelev, and it's Chayv al Tzoyres. Al Kaponim, that's the Mishnah. Man Chayv, Baal HaKelev. So let's talk about the Godish. We have a Godish that burned down. So who is responsible of this godish? The Baal Kelev. Frek the Gemore, v'lechayiv nami Baal Gacheles. Frek the Gemore, there's another culprit involved over here. That means this person who left the Gacheles, that a Kelev can take it, if they can't leave a Gacheles in a place that a Kelev will take it, seems this is called a Ruach Metzuya, we'll see. This was a very tempting thing. You know, he had a charore, a cake. The aroma was moiridik. He looked at all the dogs, their tongues were hanging out. They were smelling the aroma of this charore. And then all of a sudden, the person who was baking it left for a minute to daven minche. And all the dogs pounced to get at this charore. It's hot. Nu vos tut man nicht hier a charore. It's hot, and they start running away. The balabos comes back. They run away. They run to a godish, and they eat the charore, and the godish burns down. And you say, the bal akelev is chayiv. You're right. But what with the bal a gacheles? You don't leave a gacheles around with 20 hungry dogs waiting for you to turn your back and then they go and they take the charore. You're also responsible. This is a ruach metzuya. So the why is only the Baal HaKelev paying for the godish? Klovim are considered like a ruach metzuya. That if you leave a charore on a gacheles, you can be assured in 5 minutes it won't be here anymore. So you should have watched your gacheles. You can't leave it around with this klovim around. L'chayiv nami bal gacheles. So the Gemara says, ooh, that's a good kasha. B'sheshime gichalte. No, we're speaking about chas v'sholem. Remember this person who had this charore, he shut his door, and the kelev, he realized, he saw the 20 dogs outside. He shut the door, and then finished. He was shime gechalte. In fact, the Gemara, ik sheshime gechalte, my boy kelev hosam. So how did the kelev get there? He shut the door. The kelev is the klovim are outside. Oh, how did this happen all of a sudden that the kelev got a hold of the gacheles? How did he do this? He didn't know the combination, the kelev. How did he get there? So the Gemara says, kshechosar. Know what the kelev did? Kelev dug a tunnel underneath the door. He went inside. He took the charore. He went back underneath the tunnel. Then he went to the godish, a kelev. I mean, doors don't turn to Gelet. Omar Rav Mori Bereit Rav Kahane Zoysay Meres Stamdloseis Chatureis Ein Heitzel Kelet. Oh, from here we see that a Deles is not a obstacle for Kelet. A Kelet can dig a tunnel underneath the door, and now this is a very difficult Gemara. Each line here needs explanation. I mean, we won't speak about it now, but there's a terrible problem. One of Shech, if dogs dig underneath doors, so doors don't help for dogs. So we're back to the old kasha. L'chayi bala gecheles. I mean, he shut the door. For self, he shut the door. Put up a sign, no trespassing. It'll also help any. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, man chayev balakelav amasnisa mahada diktoni ala godish mishalom chatzin nezek. Who pays chatzin nezek? Balakelav. Hachi gal sinon lichayev nami balhagachelas. So Rashi made a girsa. We look at the Gemara. Our Gemara already was touched up from Rashi. Our Gemara says lechayv nami bal gacheles. Just let's look at the Dibur HaMasla of the third Taisvis. Lechayv bal gacheles. That was before Rashi's girsa. So lechayv bal gacheles would mean that only the bal gacheles is chayv. Not the Kelev. The Gemara is asking Akasha, we should put the whole blame on the Bala Gacheles, which we'll see in Taisus, which is very difficult. Why is he the complete blame? So therefore, Rashi made a girsa to take away this problem. Hochi Garcina, the Lechayv Nami Bala Gacheles. So now Rashi makes the whole Agdome. So, bein mar, ubein mar, mishum amoine islohu. So, Rashi says, hagdome. Why should the balagacheles be chayv? Because we just said Rabbi Yechanan also holds yechay mishum amoine. Hilkach. Fine. So, this is one hagdome. So, the Shita Mekabetzes asked from the Rosh, yes, and Rashi, why does Rashi have to go into this, to the Mishum Amayne, if it's Mishum Chitzov, should be Chayv al Chitzov? Why do you need this Bekiyas to ask the Kasha? So, I wanted to say a Teretz, and I found later the Elis HaShachar says the Teretz, just the Gemara before we heard that Rashi had said Pshat, Rabbi Yochanan holds, that if a person gives a shalheves to a cheresh, and the cheresh went and took it to a godish, so Rabbi Yechanan holds the bala shalheves is potter, and Resh Lakish holds the bala shalheves is chayiv, and Rashi explained the reason is because Resh Lakish holds ishe mishum mamoinoi, and Rabbi Yechanan holds Ishei Mishum Chitzov. And the explanation we explained yesterday is as follows. According to Reish Lakish, Ishei Mishum Amoinoi, so if I give a cheresh a shalheves, and he goes and he walks for half an hour, and he brings the shalheves to Godish, and he burns it down, so I'm chayiv, because you have to realize a cheresh is unpredictable. So, Mamel, if you give him a shalheves that'll burn for the next half an hour, you can expect anything and everything. So, that damage that occurred, you should have expected it. You give a cheresh a shalheves. So, Mamel, so it's called a ruach metzuye, and you're chayiv, just like you'll give him a shoyer. And the share will be mazik. A cheresh is unpredictable. So memela, so yechai. That's ishem mishum amayne. If you hold ishem mishum chitzav, Rashi holds your potter, because you can own this whole chiddush that it's called I did it. It's a chiddush atayre. It's called I did it. So the Torah said that what it goes by itself is kilu you did it. That what the wind blew it is also kilu you did it. But if a nivra did it himself, that means a cheresh took it to say I did it. No, no, no. Isha misha mechitzav. You can only, it's ein loch ela chidushai. Isha misha mechitzav is only that we consider the ruach metzuye since kilu you did it. It went by itself, kilu you did it. That's isha misha mechitzav. But if you have another koyach delivering the eish, then we can never say it's your maise. The cheresh did it. You say I did it. So the same thing here, if the kelev brought it to the Agodish, you can't say isha misha mechitza. So that is why Rashi said that the Gemara is the kashna l'chay bala gecheles, because the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan is also moi the isha misha mamaynoi. So if isha misha mamaynoi, so Rashi isha misha mamaynoi, then I'm responsible to watch my moment, and since a kelev, there's a possibility that Kelev will take my gecheles, so I'm chayiv, just like Rish Lakish says, that you give over shalheves to a cheresh, atzisha shemamayne yochayiv. Now, Agavuch, I just like to mention one thing, there's a moiradike going, there's a problem we had yesterday, Taisvus asked the kasha, so it comes out, we have a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, if he gave over shalheves to a cheresh, putting to Rish Lakish, Yochayiv, because isha misha mamaynai. It's like a ruach metzuya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, your potter, because you can't consider it chitzov. Fine. But now, that's and afchov beis and mat beis, and afchov gimel amad alt, we just found out where Rashi says now, Rabbi Yochanan says isha misha mamaynai also. So why does Rabbi Yochanan hold shall have his potter? So the goyin says in Simen Tov Yud Ches, Sivkotn tezvov, Rabbi Yochanan et charote. After Dafchav Gimel yet charote, he's made it to Rish Lakish. And that is why, very interesting, we paskin Ashalhevish Yechayev. And we only paskin like Rish Lakish in three cases. And then we paskin like Rish Lakish. So to go in, because Rabbi Yochanan et charote, and Dafchav Gimel yet charote, he came to the Achlote Isha Mishum Mamoinoi. So Mamel Isha Mishum Mamoinoi. So asking Akasha, let the Baal Gecheles be chayiv. That's here. So fine. Hilkach. Now let's go a little further. So now it says, so what's the Kasha? So Rashi says, so both should be chayiv. Now Rashi says, numbers. Hilkach. Rabbi Yochanan da'omer le'el ala godish mishalem chatzi nezik yitzroir esayim. L'shalom bala gecheles, chatzi ya'acha. So bala gecheles will pay the other half. The mamayniu. Rish Lakish da'omar ala godish kulei avi pota, l'shalom bala gecheles kulei. Period. Now, this is, so here the Rosh and the Shittim Kibetzis asked the numbers of Rashi are very shver. And Taisus is also Chaylik and Rashi, but let us just remind ourselves. We had a Gemara, Dafnun Gimel. Gemara Dafnun Gimel says as follows. A shoyer pushed another shoyer into a boyer. So now, if the shoyer is a shoyer hamuid, so the shoyer will pay chatzi nezik, and the balaboyer will pay chatzi nezik. The shoyer is a shoyer tam, so the shoyer will pay revi'a nezik, and the balaboyer will pay three quarters, according to Rav Nosson. Let's talk according to Rav Nosson. And the reason is, because we come to the balaboyer, we tell the balaboyer, why didn't you pay the whole nezik? So why did I pay the whole nezik? I should have. I should have, the shoyer. I'm the only culprit here, there's a shoyer also. So the shoyer tells the balaboyer, so why should I pay chatzi nezik if I'm a tam? I have a shutef also. So memele, so fakert, each one comes to the conclusion that the takevite have a shutef, and they derive from the shutef, so the shoyer tam will pay revi and nezik, because he has a shutef, and the, And the Beirah paid 3/4 of the Nezik. Now, L'chaire, the same halacha should be here also. Halacha should be, and Taisa says this, that the Kelev, if we have here two shit from here, we have a Gacheles and the Kelev, so the din should be that the Gacheles should pay 3/4 of the Nezik, And the Bala Kelev should pay 1/4. That's the kasha. We won't speak about it. This kasha the Rosh asks on Tosfos. But let's just finish the Rashi. Okasal kedaitoch, now Rashi says, and speaking about, and the Gilsa that is in our Rashi is Maridik, the Gacheles techad, the Charore, the Godish techad. The Gemara held that the kol belongs to one person, and the charore and the godish belong to the same person. Now let us just explain what Rashi is telling us, because the Gemara is going to say later, the kelev is chayiv nezik sholim on the charore, shame. So the Gemara asks, why he ate the charore by the godish? So you need to be a bistayacha. You have to eat it by the nizik. So the Gemara says that the godish belonged to the bal charore. So he ate it by the nizik. Fine. Thus he pays nezik sholem on the charore. So now who does the gacheles belong to? So we would think the gacheles also belongs to the Baal HaCharore. He's baking a charore. So now, what's the Gemara's kasha? So we have here one owner. He owns the Gacheles, he owns the charore, and he owns the Godish. And the Gemara asks the kasha, will he chayiv Baal HaCharore? What should he pay for? It's his Godish that burnt. I should pay for the Chayivitzu. What should he chayiv? So Rashi says, no. Places has a problem with this. But Rashi is speaking about the charore belongs to one person, the gacheles belongs to one person, the charore and the godish belong to a second person. So how do we have such a scenario? So the Shittin Gretzes, Tesubene Peretz, was very poshut. In the olden days, not everybody had an oven. They used to go to a baker, possessed an oven. So each person made his dough, and he came to the baker. The baker had the oven with the coals, and he put his, so Reuven had dough, and he put it in the oven, and it was touching some coals also, and his dough got baked. And now, so the gacheles, the vial, when the kelev came, it was still in the baker's oven. So he took the gacheles, which belonged to the baker. He took the charore that belonged to the owner of the sise. And he took it to the godish of the owner of the charore. And he ate the charore there. Frick the Gemara, but this baker, let this baker pay also for the, let the baker pay for the godish. Let him pay bishutfis together with the balakeles.